Thanks, Amanda. It's 19 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson joining us, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. G'day, Dave.
Hello, Sean. Hope you had a good long weekend. It was a fantastic weekend of racing, and we've got a shortened week, but hopefully plenty of winners to come.
Yeah, now a few noms have been extended.
Yes, but only till 11 a.m. The noms for the Gardens, Casino and Richmond this Friday and the Gardens and Bulleye this Saturday. They're still open. You have just over 15 minutes to get them in, Cos.
All right, terrific. Now, Grafton raced last night?
They did, and some well-backed chasers saluted, including Arakoon Tula for Albert Zarb, Bad Neighbour for Evelyn Harris, Rumble Master for Stevie Kavanagh, and that's Lil Bob for Dave Irwin. And there's a stack of greyhounds that have trialled already today, and there'll be more to come because the big Grafton Carnival is on next month with the Rich Maiden Final on Wednesday night, July 10, worth $15,000 to the winner. Now, the Carnival races from July 1, just about every second day up until the 12th of July. But the big night, of course, is Wednesday, July 10. It coincides with the Grafton Thoroughbred Carnival, which is always fantastic too. And the maiden final night for the greyhounds is on straight after Ramorny Day at the Gallop. So it's a huge day on the punt. You can walk from the thoroughbred track to the greyhound track in about 5 minutes. And no doubt I'll see you in Grafton as well, Cos.
Yeah, be up there broadcasting both days of the carnival. And it is huge. You see people just take the caravans the whole lot. They just they pitch tent and set up there for the whole greyhound carnival.
Yeah, they do. They do. You can see that they've got the 45-gallon drums and the 40-gallon drums, and they've got them cooking up a mini little bonfire, and the dogs are there happy, and everyone has a great old time. So it's a tremendous night, and of course that night they'll have the State of Origin on the third match when New South Wales make it 2-1 on the track there. And by the way, speaking of carnivals, details of the Canamble Carnival on the October long weekend are out. You can go to the dogs.com.au, Cozzy, and check that out.
Right, another big greyhound adoption day coming up.
Indeed, it's going to be on Sunday, June 30, so it'll be on 2 weeks from next Sunday. And Rose Bay is the expected eastern suburbs where it will be conducted. I used to live in Rose Bay not so long ago, and I used to see a stack of people walking greyhounds. So everyone is getting onto the fact that they make fantastic pets. Now, final details are being worked out as I speak, and later this week I'm going to chat with Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales for confirmation of the venue, etc. It's all part of Greyhounds as Pets, or GAP, and around 40 dogs will be hoping to find forever homes in Rose Bay at the end of the month. But you can go to GAP New South Wales, gapnsw.com.au for more details, and you can also learn more about greyhounds that are ready for adoption right now at GAP's Western Sydney location and also its Central Coast kennels at YE. But the Rose Bay Eastern Suburbs GAP Day, it's on the way, Cos.
All right, now the Gold Muscle Auction Sunday week.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be out there helping out and really looking forward to it. And on the Gold Muzzle Auctions website, which is goldmuzzleauctions.com.au, there are a bunch of pups featured, a bunch of lots featured this week. And they are by Knocker Norris from Go Good Riddance, Barsha Bale out of Betty Barbin, Confident Rankin from Tina's Dilemma, Collision out of Jody Maggio, and Barsha Bale from Lagoon Prissy. And I'm not too sure if it's on the dogs. Actually, it might be in the Greyhound Recorder. David Brash has done a story on some pups that Charmaine Roberts and Shane Stiff are going to be offering at the auction too. So it's all go, go, go. We're not far away now, only about 13 days away. Sunday week, June 23, Richmond Racetrack on Londonderry Road. Pups will be on, will be available for viewing from 10:30 in the morning. There's going to be a training and breeding seminar from 11:30 to 12:30 featuring trainer Jason McKay and David Brash. And the auction will start from 1 p.m. and it's all undercover in the old betting ring. So goldmuzzleauctions.com.au, and there'll be some future winners out of that cause, including in the Gold Muzzle race series in the spring of next year at Wentworth Park.
Right, now, have you got any tips for today?
Well, yes, Sean, hopefully. We did okay yesterday. There's two meetings in New South Wales today, both of them night meetings. Now, Lismore races from 6:48. Incidentally, race four is a heat of the Challenge Series, featuring Sunday night's Chief Havoc Cup winner at Gunnedah, Glen Ray Scud, backing up. So all the best to Gary Streetfield and the other trainers in that race. The best bet at Lismore tonight is in race eight, number six, Franz Bonus. Race eight, number six. The value bet is in race six, number five, Paul Lee. Race six, number five. Gosford on the New South Wales Central Coast races tonight from 6:55. Take the family along. Great facilities there. The best bet is in race six, number one, Connie's Boy. Race six, number one. While the value bet is in race seven, number four, Fair Dinkum. Race seven, number four. Before I go, Sean, nominations for the Flying Amy and the Gold Cup heats at Albion Park in Brisbane on Thursday night have just closed. I'll have more on those tomorrow. The prize money increases announced in Queensland, making them very lucrative affairs. The Flying Amy, for example, has gone from $25,000 to the winner to $75,000. A stack of New South Wales trainers heading north for Thursday night. And speaking of lucrative, Sean, congratulations to trainer Charlie Mikalev on his winning double at Nowra last night with Mount Royal and Mount Royal's little sister, Mount Boyce. If you have had $20 all up on them on the tote, you would have picked up over $17,000. And I hope Charlie had something, Sean.
Too right. Yeah, Nick Hodge, gee whiz.
They're $26 and $33.20 they paid, respectively.
Goodness me. Good luck to him. All right, Dave, we'll talk to you tomorrow when we go Greyhounds a game with you.
Thank you very much, Cos. Look forward to